just a little over 60 years ago, as the Second World War was coming to an end, or had come to an end, at the time a young aspiring poet and playwright, Archibald MacLeish, wrote a poem called The Young Dead Soldiers. He wrote it, he was on the staff at that time of the Library of Congress, and the occasion was to honor the soldiers who had been in their employ, who had passed away, who had been killed in the Second World War. And yet, as I read it, it has a very timeless quality to it. Mr. MacLeish wrote the poem at a time when the war was coming to a conclusion. It probably had the broadest support of the American people of any in which we have engaged. And yet the words do apply, I think, to speak to the lives, the sacredness, the preciousness of all lives lost in a war, whatever our feelings may have been about the goodness or the not-so-goodness of it being fought. Particularly struck by some of the words about how it is up to those who are living to give meaning to the lives that are lost. Archibald MacLeish, The Young Dead Soldiers. The young dead soldiers do not speak. Nevertheless, they are heard in the still houses. Who has not heard them? They say, "We were young, we have died. Remember us." They say, "We have done what we could, but until it is finished, it is not done." They say, "We have given our lives, but until it is finished, no one can know what our lives gave." They say, "Our deaths are not ours, they are yours. They will mean what you make them." They say, "Whether our lives and our deaths were for peace or for a new hope, we cannot say. It is you who must now say this." They say, "We leave you our deaths. Please give them meaning." Mindful of the holiday we observe tomorrow, let us spend a few moments in silence reflecting on these words. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.